Parshas Yisroi. First of all, at the end of every parsha, it says how many psukim are in the parsha. Definitely some which are a little bit off. This is one that happens to be a little bit off. It says at the end of the sixth parsha, there are 72 psukim. Problem with that is, if you count it, there are 75. So maybe you'll tell me, well, it's very simple. We know that something with, when you put the Asaras HaDibros together, it makes them only 10 psukim. So maybe that helps account for the less psukim. That won't really help, though, because they're either 9 or 13. So therefore, based on that, either there will be 71 or, once again, 75, but not 72. Baschanon, it's off by 4. Someone asked the kash over there. There are some other parshas that it's off, but it is a little interesting to note that sometimes the amount of psukim are off. I did once see some small countries. Unfortunately, I did not buy it. That went into each of these simonim at the end of the parsha. Like, it says like a name with it. Like, okay, why couldn't I think of something else that said 72? It goes into it. There is some safer out there. Okay, fine. Vayishma Yisroi. Yisroi had a letter added to his name, right? Rashi says, Shev Hashem is Nikrulai. And by Yisrael, he says, this guy became a mitzvah, so he's Achaz al Shemoi. He got one letter added onto his name. You know, that was the Vav. Why a Vav? Why a Vav? Maybe Gimel. Maybe a Gimel. And then it will be Taryag, right? Yisroi and Yisrag, whatever. It wouldn't be Yisrag or something like that. So the Medrash says, and the Pirsh Marzu, that Avram got a hey, Sarah got a hey, Yeshua got a yud. So it looks like we take Isis from the Shem Hashem. So Vav happens to be from the Shem Hashem also. If you think about it, it happens to be, they point out, that between those four people, you have all the letters from Hashem's name. Avram hey, Sarah hey, Yisrael Vav, and Yeshua a yud. So happens to be that those would all represent Yeshua's name, but the question is, okay, well, maybe a hay. Seems like hay is in style from Avram and Sarah. So it could be because, like the Mefarshim say, Baal Turim brings down, other Mefarshim bring down that he was really a Kaimer for Avodah Zarah, and then he switched over. And the Midrashim say, so it could be that's why we necessarily want to give him one of these basic letters. Other Pshatim say that Yisrei equals 616. The Gur Aryeh explains that you have that every Yid has 613 mitzvahs, and a Ger has an extra 3. Mila, Tvila, and Karbon, that they are special mitzvahs of a Ger. That's the Gur Aryeh's Masber, that therefore there would be 616. Okay, technically, Mila, every person has a Mila. Karbon, everyone has a Karbon. But I guess, technically, this is Yatsam together, the 613, and therefore it could be added to say that that is Pshat, that you have Yisrei equaling 613 plus the 3. The Yad Moshe says that Rus equals 606. Right? Rus's name was 606. And that was added onto the 7 that she already had. She had Shev Mitzvah. And then Rus, she got 606. So technically that would be Yisrei also. In other words, we're adding a Vav to be like Rus, that he got the 606 added on to his name, either Yud, okay, Shaila. And the Yad Moshe says that Yisrei had Vav Milus, like Mashiach, whatever that means exactly, in Shasan Tezach.
Some people say that the Yud from Sarai went to Yeshua.
Yeah.
Then how does it work out that all went together, equal Hashem's name, if the Yud and the
Vav? Okay, right, okay, that wouldn't be going with this, right? True. Unless they'll be going with this. Okay, fine. It says, Vayikach Yisrael Chayisim Moshe, Esivar Yira, Eishas Moshe, Achar Shalcha, Veishin Yivonah, Asher Shem Wach Gershem. One's name was Gershem. Ki Omar, he said, Ger Ha Yisiv Eretz Nachriya. All right, I was a Ger in a strange land. Pasuk Dalet says, Veshem Wachar Eliezer, and the second one was Eliezer, Ki Elkei Avi Be'ezri, Hashem was my help, Atzilin Mechar Parai, Hashem saved me from the sword of Parai. It would seem, chronologically, that these are out of order. First, he got saved from the sword of Parai, and then he was a ger in a strange land, which generally everyone learns refers to Midian. So what's Pshat? That he first gave Gershom and then Eliezer. So the Meshech Chachma answers that you could learn that Gershom Garsham, where's there? Maybe in Beis Parei itself, he was a ger, right? We know that he was really raised by his mother, and then at 2 years old, he was brought to Beis Parei. So already there, really, he was a alien out of his place. So that was the first thing. And then, chronologically, the next thing was that he was saved from the Cherev of Parei. Okay, the Rishonim answer, the Ramban and Shmoyz Dalet Beis and Sipurna answer, that the Cherev Parei really lasted all the way until Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, now you can go back, because they died already. Well, in other words, that fear really lasted all the way, a lot of years. Technically, Moshe left when he was 12, and he's returning when he's 80. Somehow, that lasted all those years, even though we would think from the story, like, okay, it was over, he got away, fine, let him go. Not necessarily. So therefore, no. First was Ger Nachriya, and the saving was really afterwards when Taka Eliezer was born, on the way back. Maral Diskin says that Gershom is on the he was trying to give Hashem Girush, that, you know, he's a wanderer, he's around. Why didn't he want to say anything specific? Because he did not want Yisroel to know that he was from Mitzrayim and he was an ex-convict, right? He's on the run from Parei. Not only that, I think someone says some interesting shot, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu went to Yisroel. Someone has seven daughters, even ex-convict they'll take for a shidduch. So that's why Gershom Ki Omar, he told everyone, Gerha Yisibar Znachriya. The second one, Eliezer, okay, now you asked me, he was already away from Yisrael. Okay, fair question, but the point is it doesn't say Ki Omar there, Medayik. And the first one says Ki Omar. This is what he said out loud by the bris, you know, this is why I named it, because I move around. Wandering Bedouin, but he didn't give any reason more than that. By the second one, he didn't say that, oh, Hashem saved me from the sword of power. He didn't want that to get around, that people would know that he was that ex-convict. Stamazoi, they say, it's interesting to Zach Balamaisa, the Midrash to bring it down, the Baal Turim right here brings it down, that there was a upmach, there was a setup between Yisrael and Moshe. How was Moshe allowed to do it? It's very schwer, but they say because Moshe knew that Yisrael would turn around. That they made up. Okay. I don't know if because the first name goes after the mother, but that the first kid will be for Avodah Zarah. And the second kid will go to be Jewish like you want, Moshe. That's what they made up. So, therefore, actually, we know Moshe's grandson ended up serving Pesel Micha, serving it, just worked for it, but it was Gershom's son, because that little pagam in Shemitz still ended up staying, but Balamaisa, I think that's what they say, that was the makeup, so that's the Gershom, that name somehow got in there, 1 second, right? And he learns, right, the story, the famous story that we say that Moshe got swallowed up because he didn't give the bris milah. We learn generally that that's with Eliezer, right? He says that it very well could be that was Gershom. Eliezer got the bris milah. That was the Jewish kid. Gershom, he had to wait to give a bris milah because Yisrael said, this kid's for Avodah Zarah. He leaves. Hashem eats him up with a snake. No, now it's time to finally give the first kid the bris milah and bring him back to Yiddishkeit.
Yisrael himself ran away from Parei, so why was Moshe scared that he didn't want to tell Yisrael because he might not want to take him in?
Who says Moshe knew, right? We spoke out by Shemais. It could be this even came up by Shemais, I'm not sure, but who really knew, right? We were saying that there were 10 stories under, maybe he even spoke to Yisrael, Eev, and Bilam separately. Yisrael ran away, who knows? He was so big in Mitzrayim that people knew he eventually maybe just disappeared. This is the same Yisrael who says he went by his name. I don't know. Okay, fine. Says in Pasuk Zion, Beitzim Moshe Lekras Chaisnai, goes out to greet him, right? Moshe goes, Aaron goes, Nadaviyah goes, and then Mimela, all the Skenim go, and then all Klal Yisrael goes. Vayishtachu vayishakloi, he bows, he kisses him, and he asks his friend about if all is good. Rashi says, he bows and he kisses him. Any of them, I don't know who bowed to who. When it says Ish Lireyehu, a man to his friend, Miakare Ish, who is the one who's called Ish? Moshe that Moshe is the Ish. Okay, they ask also, Yisrael is called Ish, fine. But what they really ask on Rashi is Rashi doesn't seem to answer the question. Very nice. Therefore, Ishu Ishru Lireyehu L'Shalim means fine. Now we know that Moshe asks Yisrael if he's doing okay. But still, who is the Vayishtach of Vayishaklai? Does that necessarily mean that was Moshe Yisrael? Maybe it was Yisrael to Moshe. So, interestingly enough, the Binyan Shlomo, one of the Mefarshim on Rashi, I think, from his father says that Moshe, we know, was 10 amas tall. Yisrael was probably 3 amas tall, just like anyone, like we see the Leviim were. Therefore, Pashtus, Moshe bowed and gave a kiss to Yisrael, right? Because how else is he supposed to give him a kiss properly? It fits very nicely, and therefore it makes sense that the question was also on the She'ilah Shalom about who said hello to who. Okay, fine, so good. So that goes around, Rashi answers that it was Moshe. Okay, a question. It's saying, Vayishlu ish l'ri'ehu, Moshe to his friend. Friend? Happens to be there's a Rabbeinu Bachai that says that everyone in the world, Yidden and Goyim, were all called Re'ehu, friends, before Matan Torah. Okay, but if you don't go like that, we know generally the Gemara says that a Goy is not Re'ehu. So how does it call Yisrael his Re'ehu? You want to tell me he's Megayer already? Hashas, Lefi the Seder Apsukim, Pasuk Tes, it says Vayichad Yisrael. Yisrael either means he became happy, or Rashi says the second shot that it became his skin became like chidudim because he was still thinking about the gerim from all the way up. And Bekitzer, they darsh in the Gemara that Vayichad Yisrael is really that a sword went on him, that's where he did the Rismila. So seemingly he's not a Yid until Pasuk Tes. So why in Pasuk Zion already is it calling him Re'ehu? He doesn't seem to be his friend.
Do you know that it's not sure that everyone calls him Shema? I just want to know.
Yeah. Talk about that by the Torah. We'll talk about the Endul Parsha. Endul Parsha. So interestingly, the Targum Yonasan says right here by Ishalu Ishalereyehu back on Pasuk Zion. One second. Oh yeah, back on Pasuk Zion. Targum Yonasan says Unfak Meshiv Tchoyz Anani Yekar LeKadmos Chamul. He goes out of the Ananiya Kovet to greet Yisrael. Agav, you have to know how he was allowed to do that. You see that they always needed a tzivui, a commandment to go out of the Anan. Like in last week's parasha, Moshe says to Moshe says to Yeshua, say Hilachim Amalek, here's a commandment, go out and fight Amalek. You weren't allowed to just leave the Ananiya Kovet.
How did you then not come? Wherever you walk, go there.
I guess it was possible to go out of it. You had to follow it.
But if it doesn't go anywhere.
Let's say you try running away, it's going to follow you.
Yeah, if a kid runs.
If they're inside the Ananiya Kovet, then how is Amalek able to fight them?
Oh, so they say Stamazai. First of all, the Erev Rav couldn't be. And second of all, could be done, got thrown out with Pesel Micha, could be they weren't zeichet to be in some of it. What Micha, the kid who was saved from the kid between the stones in Mitzrayim was saved. And Moshe pulled him out, and Hashem said, no, not a good idea, but once Moshe saved him, he ended up taking the paper that said Ali Shore to bring up Yosef's arm. He took that in his place, that made the egg, and then eventually he made a pass away. What?
He was done.
Yeah, because it could be he was walking amongst them. Done was one of the. I believe Pesel Micha happened in Shevet Dan also. And that's where it happened in Sefer Shaftim. Way later. Anyways, it says over here, Uskedun Sheikhle Vigayre Vishayilule. Targumason sticks in right here that Moshe Rabbeinu was Megayer him before he said hello to him. So that's why right after that he's Re'ehu. Okay, that's going on like the Gemara's Drasha. How does Targumason know that? Fine, but he's a Tana. No, but in other words, it means exactly. It means Re'ehu. Interestingly enough, forgot to mention. But how did it says Yisrael sent? Yisrael sent word. How did Yisrael send word? So I think one of the pshatim based on best on what we were just saying. Okay, that could be one pshat. But another pshat is that I think someone says that he shot an arrow into the Ananiya Kovet. And then they picked it up. And the point is, because you couldn't just wander around. The Ananiya Kovet weren't just a free-for-all. And you just go wherever you want. Oh. Okay, I'm not seeing it right now, but that Al Kaponim was what's it called, one of the things. Fine. Now, so he, very nice. So he got Yisrael got a bris milah. Where's this happening? In the Midbar. I thought they didn't give bris milah in the desert.
That was not a desert.
What?
That desert.
Okay, that could be interesting. Maybe. Seemingly, there were people born already. Clara. But I hear maybe. You could also tell me maybe they didn't do the egel yet, and Pashtus, when the Ruchsweis got taken away, is because of the egel. That could also be an answer. But they bring a story that Reb Chaim Elizer was once walking with Reb Zalman Saratsky,
Rebach's father.
And someone showed Reb Chaim Elizer a sefer that said that if a ger is a oinus, he becomes a ger, and he's an oinus and he can't get a bris milah. I don't know, let's just say skin condition, blood condition, whatever it is, he's oinus, he can't get a bris milah. He's still a ger. That's what the sefer wanted to say. Reb Chaim Elizer wanted to be chelik on the sefer. He wanted to say no. No, a yid has the ability that he's a yid, even better bris milah if he can't manage to do it. But a guy, if he could do it, great. If not, he's out. Reb Zalman Saratsky wanted to bring a right to Reb Chaim Elizer from Yisrael. Why? Because it says that even though it's a shas sakana, so the chayr that would have been an oinus, we know Gatz Klal Yisrael was able to get away and not do bris milah because of that, but Yisrael still needed to do bris milah. Why couldn't he just get away with the oinus? Must be because he wouldn't have been a full-fledged Jew without doing the bris milah. If you're in the group, then you're in the group, even if you don't do all that, it needs to be done. You want to join, though, you got to do something.
They
did in Mitzrayim. They did in Mitzrayim, but when they got to the Midbar, Pashtus was a dangerous place. That's why they didn't do it. With that Nana Kavod? Yeah. That's what Gemara Yevama says, that they didn't do bris milah in the Midbar.
Well,
in
another time,
all
the three things, they didn't change.
100% no, but here it was dangerous. It was dangerous. They couldn't do it. It says that there's a rough splendor in the world that blows a northern wind, whatever this means, that blows in the world. No, I care. No, it helps. It helps. It helps bris milah.
They had a second.
At the Pesach 1 year. Exactly. Right. Correct. Not only that, but on the end of this whole shtickle tire, you could say that you have to know how to answer. We speak about this later in other parashias, that in Vezayis HaBrach, it seems to say that Levi did do bris milah in the Midbar. You have to know if they were doing it with a sakana, and that's what they're being praised. It gets discussed over there. Why were they allowed to do it? Who says they're allowed to do it like that? There's also it says that since they didn't do the egel, and the Ruch Tzvainus only got taken away because of people who did the egel, but maybe Levi somehow was still safe to that northern spritz of wind to come down.
You're not out of cover,
but it seems like there were still outside factors that could have had something to do. Yes, I'm asking that it was an air bubble and they probably had
made
it. But the Ruch Tzvainus is something Hashem made in the world that would come go, and he did not let that in the Midbar that didn't exist. Well,
also, if Levi did it, why can't everyone else do it?
First of all, Levi maybe was doing it in Sakana. First of all,
okay.
So no one else wanted to.
Oh, we're good.
No one else wanted to. That's why Levi's praised. Levi's always the one who stands, right?
Right. If Levi did it, 100,000 times, nobody died, then why can't?
Why is Sheva Levi doing a lot of things that the rest of Klai Yisrael doesn't do?
No, I'm not asking Klai Yisrael. After did it.
That's what I'm saying. Right? Mila Hashem Elai. Did anyone jump and join Sheva Levi? Sheva Levi's going around. It looks like this is the fan thing to do. No one joined them. Sheva Levi is a step above and beyond the mysterious Sefer stuff they have. Probably. They probably didn't need AC. It was probably just comfortable temperature the whole time. The most geschmacka temperature you can imagine, probably. Why are no Ruch Tzvainus? Good question. We'll leave that for the talent. Okay. Fine. It says in Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayikach Yisrael Chayse Moshe, Yisrael took Oilo Zvachim, an Oila and a Shlamim Lelikim, And everyone lechem in place of Moshe Lefnei Elokim, to come eat bread lefnei Elokim. To come eat bread? What happened to the karbonis? Says they took, Yisrael took karbonis. And then they're sitting eating bread. What's going on over here? What? Zvach, very good. Zvach. Zvach means shlom.
Shlom was a taiga.
You need food to sell.
Taida is a shlong.
So?
So he was bringing a shlong, he was bringing a taida.
Yeah.
And the lechem is a lechem taida.
Very nice. Who says like you? Who says like you? The Kleyocher. The Kleyocher. The Kleyocher says like you, that Yisrael was bringing a lachmi toida, maybe because he crossed the desert, maybe he's so happy that he became a Yid, I don't know, but he was bringing lachmi toida, and therefore, in other words, you have the shlomim, and every toida requires bread. So here's the bread. So I guess the Torah is saying also that he brought bread along as well. Rabbeinu Ephraim says that Yisrael only just became a Yid. So therefore, Mun didn't fall for him that day, because Mun didn't fall for the Goyim. Therefore, he had his own bread. He was a very rich person, so he brought his own bread with him. It could be everyone else ate the bread also, because, you know, they're used to eating Mun, so maybe they ate the bread, they wanted to be Mechabit Yisrael, that we brought them.
I want. I
agree. It's a good question. It's a good question.
Were they able to bring one for the lachmi taida if one of them brought a taida while
they
were
in the desert? Well, they didn't go to the bathroom, but they had the one?
Oh, that's the
thing. That's one of the things they complained about in Baloiska. They complained. They said, how you talking? Can someone eat for so many years and not have to go to the bathroom? This is freaky.
Wow.
Well, what are you thinking to yourself? You think he shaked him? Hello, it's Hashem's food. You have a problem with that? So much
That's important. It's water, I think.
Were the shtaylos able to be brought from Mom?
You have to know there's a lot of things in the Beis Hamikdash that seems came from Shamayim. What they brought the Nisim, for instance, the Avonim. It's how the Nisim get the Avonim for the Chayshin and everything. It seems to say that Shamayim dropped it. You have to know if that's good enough. He says they were able to find such special stones by the Mitzrayim. Okay, maybe we'll deal with that by Parshas Truma. But Hashem, you come Parshas Truma.
But there are 12 different stones, like, very, very...
We'll get to that Parshas Truma. Chassam Sefer says that it says, someone who shechs to other gods will be destroyed. Therefore, and not, I'm sorry, not just other gods, to Sarei Shamayim. Is the pshat that you see Rashi says over there. Like we say, Hashem is Hu Elokei HaElohim. He is the God over what's Elohim? So you look, a lot of Mefarshim speak out in all these places, Elohim means like the angels or whatever it is, the people who Hashem sets up to run things, those are called Elohim, and Hashem is above them. We say it every day in Slichas.
So always got you want to say, why is Elohim referred to other gods?
How do Elohim?
It's a good question. It's a good question. We're saying it
differently. How do Elohim?
Yeah, exactly. Very good. Yes.
Simple.
And we'll get to it. So, therefore, maybe Yisrael just became a Yid, so he didn't know this yet. So therefore, that's why they didn't eat the karbonis. Yisrael shechted it. He thought like, oh, maybe Malach Machol, Malach Gavriel, or something like that, when he was shechting, like to have it go through them, and you're not allowed to do that. So therefore, they need it. So therefore, they just ate the bread. You could give another answer that the Ebenezer says right here, that lecho lechem shlomim. Where's he coming from? Rashi Vayetze already says that Yaakov sits down to, it says, a lick to Avonim, and then they broke bread. That's literally what the Pasuk says, that they sat down to eat bread. But what's called? Rashi says, kol maichel kari lechem. Really, every food is called bread. You see this many times by the karbonis. It says, lechem elikechu humakriv. It doesn't mean necessarily the bread of Hashem. Sometimes it's going on the karbonis that are lechem. But it doesn't have to be. Lechem can be really any food. So that's what it's called.
Bread?
Boss?
Every carbon is bread?
No. Only some carbonis. And yet it says lechem by a lot of good carbonis. How? Because lechem can really mean
anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
It says, very arm holds the knee, show a little lechem. Kivan. So Aaron was a kohen, so he was able to eat the kachumi, but the zakenim couldn't eat kachumi, so they were only able to eat lechem.
They were
viewing the kohanim.
Maybe they were bechar. You have to know if there's a zach as a kain. Yeah, pashtas not as soon har sinai. Then you have to know already. But here pashtas has no kainim yet. Okay, Moshe was donning, right? Yisrael comes, Vahimi Machras, Yisrael comes, and Moshe's sitting there judging everyone from morning till night. What's he judging? It's not, we didn't have Montari yet, Pashtus, right? Very nice, huge machlokes if this is before Montari, after Montari. But if it's before Montari, what's he judging?
What did they do all day? Obviously, they learned.
What were they learning? Oh, very good. From Mara. They had mitzvahs from Mara, and he was also donning the Mepharshim say, the Levitas, that it could be he was downing on Biza Sayam, the money that they got from the Yamsuf, about some people got more, some people got less, there were closer people, right? You always have those kids who are ready to run out first to get the snow cones or the tickets, right? Right? And then the other, it's not fair for the other people, they get the worst quality or whatever. So people are coming to Moshe to complain, maybe we should all get the same amount. Maybe for the Mishnah. But we said last week or 2 weeks ago. We said last week or 2 weeks ago that I forget who the Chassam Sefer, maybe someone said the money from Mitzrayim that they got the clothes from. Hashem had to tell them, Daber, no, please take. Why?
It's free money.
Wouldn't you take it? See, right, okay, but why? Why do you need the push? Free money, well, you wouldn't take it? Come on, hello, Amazon's giving away free money.
Because they didn't
want to take it, because Mitzrayim's going to run after them to get back their stuff. Some Sefer says, because that was L'shem Shemaim, that money went for the Mishkan. The money from the Yamsuf, which was Taiva, Vayasa, Moshe had to force them away from it. That money went for the... There you go.
All of it?
That's what Chassam Sefer says.
A lot of money.
Yeah?
Really?
That's what Chassam Sefer
says.
It
must have been huge. That's terrible.
It wasn't just diamond study. It was made out of diamonds. It was just held together by
the Irvrav got to work, and I'm saying, I guess it was the purest gold and whatever. You know, yeah, it was a shot off the Geltier thing, right? Like a waste of money, right?
The reason why the ladies don't do malach on the Shkodesh is because
billions of dollars.
The reason why the ladies aren't supposed to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh is because they didn't give their jewelry for the idol.
Right, yeah.
Did they get that from, did the ladies get their jewelry from Chris Yamsuf or from before they left?
It's a nice question. I would say that probably by Chris Yamsuf they were away with Miriam and to Gezer Tznias, and maybe they didn't even come close. It doesn't say anything before Ish. Masha ain't getting parshas by. It says Ish Me'ri'ehu v'Isha Me'ir Surusa. It says Beferish there that the women had to ask.
Oh, it says Re'ehu there. Didn't we say that Re'ehu was only...
That's where the Rabbeinu B'chai is.
What?
The Rabbeinu B'chai that says that everyone before Montar is Re'ehu, he's over there.
Well, between the chas and silver, the women, it says that they took all the jewelry from the women, so
right. So you're saying that went, right, okay, right. It's interesting. Okay, the Yisrei says to Moshe, Ata Sechze, you should see. How could he see? Well, if we say it on all big Talmid Chum and Arizal, whatever, then definitely Moshe Rabbeinu. The Zohar says Moshe Rabbeinu was able to see on your forehead all your midas or whatever. So that's why Yisrael is telling him, look, gaze, glance, right? We say, right, we want our eyes to see. It's not just see. It's you know, to gaze upon. So therefore, that's what he's telling him. You look at all these things. It doesn't say anywhere in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Masmid, Balkishrin. It doesn't say that. Who should be the ones you're going to pick? Anshei Chayil, Yireh Elokim, Anshei Midos. People who have Midos. They serve Hashem, Tamimus in their heart, and they're big Baal Midos. That's the Iker. That is the Iker that we see from here, Rabbeinu B'chai says. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph, the qualities that Yisrael says to Moshe to look for, is only Midas. Only Midas to own qualities. You don't see anything about Baal Kishrei. Now, apostle before, I'm sorry I skipped. a couple psukim before Yisrael, Moshe says to Yisrael, well, you know what I'm doing? In Pasuk Tezvav Tezayin, he says, I'm doing Ki Yavi Elai Ham Lidur Shelikim. Ki Elohim Dover Boilo Shati Ben Yishu Ben Riyo Boidatis Chukai Elikim Es Teresav. Technically, you read this all as one thing. They come, they try to find out the halacha. The Ramban says it's three different things. Lidur Shelikim, they come to me to daven, that I should daven for the sick people and to, to tell them what they're going to lose. That was the Navi. The Gemara says that the Navi used to be this. Any business deals or whatever that we have today and things like that we're not sure we should do, good, we try to get das Torah from our Rabbanim. But like in those days, you went to the Navi. You came away clear. Nevuah was le'elo le'elo, what it was for people in life. Anyways.
Every went there?
What?
You
went to the Navi. You went to the Navi and you got the rabbi's blood. That was a real thing. Like you knew if you should do it or not. You knew if you should do it or not.
They went to like his goats.
Right, exactly. Where are the animals? Navi, help us. Shmuel, help us. What are you going to know? You're borrowing the rabbi?
Yeah. Like, I can't find my wallet.
No, but it's a real thing. Real thing. So that was the first thing. Secondly, for the dinim, they lost it, unfortunately, at the end of Isration. There's such a thing as Ruach HaKodesh, that's Taira, maybe, but yeah, that's one of the things we're missing. The second thing is they come for the dinim. The third thing is Vaidati es chukei elikim es Torah sub. I teach them Torah. I bash teach them Torah. Yisrael said, I agree that you should do the other things. I agree that you should be the one davening. I agree you should be the Rosh Hashiva and Klai. So Pasher to set up judges. That's all I'm telling you to do. So it's just interesting to note, and that's what ends up happening. You look through the rest of the psukim. That's what ends up happening. That Moshe, of course, is still the one person who's davening to Hashem for them and the Rosh Hashiva giving shir, simply for the dinim that he was saying that. You look, by the way, who does Moshe find? What does it say? Moshe finds? Chafei, Hayivcha Moshe Anshei Chayim B'Kol Yisrael. He picked Anshei Chayim. What happened to the rest of the things? So some before Hashem learned that Avada means the rest of the things, because if you're Anshei Chayim, then you should have the rest of the things. But some say that Yireh Elokim Anshei, it's hard to know. It's really hard to know. You could look at what a person does to try to figure out, but it's really hard to know if someone is an emissary Yareh Hashem. So Yisrael said that's the ultimate, what it should be. Moshe, of course, he said, I agree. But we have to be real that it's hard to know. Literally means soldier, but they say, right? Rashi say, first of all, Rashi says Ashirim in the first place. Rashi says Ashirim, rich, so that they want, exactly, that they can't be bribed. But I think they say the Chayil means that Rashbam says the strong, so the Guru Manish, so they're not scared of anyone.
So that's like an objective measure. That's why it says Kyle. It's like you can evaluate someone's value.
Exactly. Right. Correct. Yeah.
Simon Kanievsky once told a guy that he knows that he's not careful with cashers. He asked him, why are you not careful with cashers? He said, how did you know? He said, because the Gemara says that a person who's not careful with cashers is a sign of a goat on his forehead. He said,
a sign of what on his forehead?
A goat? Interesting. I see this now, the Chizkuni says this, that he says that Moshe could tell if they're rich, but Midas Halev, the things in the heart, Yiras Elokim, Anshei Emes, Soini Vatsa, you can't know. You can try to evaluate. I'm sure there was some definitely Seata Deshmaya in there. Okay. The Yisrael says to Moshe Rabbeinu, his Lashon is, what are they going to help you with? V'shaftos Chalis, every big thing they'll bring to you, all small things. What is big and small? $100 and $1.
Can I interrupt?
Sure.
I'll give you a different shot about it. So, I'm Kobe Day Shemai, I'm Pushti Yer Shemai. So, at any different moment, you can decide, now I'm at Yer Shemai here. So, Moshe couldn't choose someone because it could be a day later, he will be here.
Very interesting. Very interesting. So you're saying, so the rich, that at least he could do.
Money, it's like, it does come and go, but...
Very interesting. Very nice. So anyway, so Yisrael says Gadol and Katol, which means technically $100 and $1. That's what he's telling him. Have some judges for $100, have some judges for $1. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say at the end that he set them up for? The hard things and the small things. In other words, small meaning easy. Moshe Rabbeinu told Yisrael, by the Torah, A din of $100 is the same as a din of a $1. There's no difference. A din tire is a din tire. As long as it's more than a pruta, a din tire is the same din tire. Hard and easy. Oh, fine. Okay, that we can handle. I don't know. Some complicated case. Not complicated case. But a similar case setup of $100, $1, the tire sees no difference. Same thing.
Sorry, what was that?
That's coming. That in Chav Beis, Yisra says Gadon Katan. And in Chav Vav, Moshe says Kasha and Katan. Okay. Matan Torah starts off. That in the third month they came on this day they came to Sinai, and then it says they traveled from Refid to Vayvo Midbar Sinai Achlo Midbar Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar. So didn't it just say that they got there already? So what's going on in this pasuk? So the Ramban says that because Klal Yisrael was waiting for Yetzias Mitzrayim with such simcha, such happiness, because Hashem told Moshe, Tavdim Zalkim Arazeh, they knew that they would get Matan Torah, and they knew that the 3 days, everyone's been asking me for the last 3 weeks, well, what's going on? They lied to Parai? You have to know how to answer it exactly. But the 3 days, that from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai was 3 days. Good. They went around in the middle, and they floppled around a little bit, what Hashem told them to do. Literally, there was only 3 days from Mitzrayim to Har Sinai, really, and they knew they were coming here. They were so happy to get here. It was like, finally, the whole point of the trip, we got here. Okay, now we're going to say what happened. I used to Refidim, I am Midbar Sinai. By the way, they had just traveled from Refidim, got to Midbar Sinai, as if the regular chronological order of what it was saying that was going on. But the first pasuk is more saying, you reached the point of the trip. It's here. Everyone's so happy. 100%. That's what he's saying. Good, because Hashem told Chai to go backwards and forwards, but really, Har Sinai from Mitzrayim was a 3-day journey.
If you want direct,
yep. Rashi says, Hayoyim Hazeh, why does it say that? Because you, Divrei Torah, Chadash Malachakil Hayoyim Nitzu. I think Rabbi Aaron Leib says, others say whatever, that, sometimes you come in, someone's telling you to write, oh, I heard that one already. So first of all, you make your friend feel like a shaita. Like your friend was trying, he wanted to feel good, that he's the one telling you the Dvar Torah. And I don't know, right? It happens with the shaita. Oh, you heard so-and-so got a gift. Yeah, I knew yesterday already. You literally just took the wind out of the guy. That's first of all. There's some famous maestro, some famous Rosh Yeshiva, I don't remember who, that he was told by 4 people that someone got out of jail or someone got a gate, some big thing that people were waiting for. Someone got out of the army, some big thing that people were waiting for. And each time the Rosh Yeshiva, oh, thank you for telling me, not much the same. But that's the first thing. And the second thing is, you have to make it chadash to you. You have to make it new and real to you. Yeah, I'm sure it's about right. Fun. What? It's just say Rashi. It's the Rashi. Pasuk Aleph. The Rashi Pasuk Aleph says that they have to that all day. What? One thing from Aseret Hadibra is that Ben Ezra says that people ask, how can the Torah command you not to want things? If I want things, I want things. So the answer is because if you realize that everything is from Hashem and everyone has what they need, Samech B'chalkai, then that could be a way that you come not to want things. Shkoyach. I got in Shabbos. I don't know how you know.